Ask a homeless person about their pet, and you might get an answer like this.
Yay, Rowan!
Rowan is a 4-year-old chocolate lab who has been part of Amanda Richards' life for the last 3.5 years. 2 of those years were spent on the streets of Seattle, including time under I-5.
You have to be constantly cognizant of your environment. Is there danger? But some of that is relieved when you have someone or an animal watching your back.
Richard had been stunned to find herself homeless after emotional trauma and a brain injury. She now has a home. When she didn't, Rowan was her lifeline, an antidote to the tension of life on the streets.
Rowan is my best friend. She's there through it all.
Richard now volunteers at a unique twice-a-month clinic called One Health. It's run by the University of Washington, Washington State University, and Neighbor Care Health, usually at New Horizons, a young adult shelter in downtown Seattle. Because of COVID-19, today it's being held outdoors in the U District. The free clinic is the brainchild of the dean of the WSU Vet School and Peter Rabinowitz, who is a physician and a professor at the University of Washington.
So a lot of times people come and they say, I need care for my animal because I know my animal needs care. And they may not emphasize right at the beginning that they actually could use some health care themselves.
Rabinowitz says many people with housing issues avoid customary clinics, especially members of the transgender community who feel misunderstood medically. Clients at the clinic come for their pets' problems, and they just might share those problems. A dog may have a rash from sleeping in a wet tent.
And by finding the problem in the animal, you can then suspect that maybe the person has the same problem, and you can provide sort of joint treatment, and ideally pick up that there's an environmental problem that needs to be dealt with as well.
Patients, that is, pets and their people, are greeted by a volunteer, usually a medical student, who gets a little bit of the pet's history and may ask if people would like some medical care as long as they're there already. Then on to the veterinarian. Today it's Katie Kuhl. She's an instructor with Washington State University. She sees a lot at the clinic.
Dogs, cats, rabbits, ferrets. I'm supposed to be seeing some snakes and some mice today, but I don't see that they're here yet.
Kuhl has medications and vaccinations for pets that need them. The clinic also helps with mental health issues. Anxiety is a common problem for their clients.
If we can help to intervene with that human's anxiety, but at the same time make the pet's behavior easier for that human to deal with, so it's less of a stressor and trigger for their own problem, then we're going to have success from both sides. Ooh. I hear some anxiety right now.
Overall, though, there was little barking the day I visited. It's no surprise to Rabinowitz, the pets are with their owners 24/7.
These animals are so accustomed to their owners that they're often really well behaved, and we have not had problems with conflict between animals as doing the clinic.
After the veterinarian, facilitators offer people the chance to see one of the doctors or nurse practitioners on hand. Today, King County is offering vaccinations for people. Towards the end of the day, Justin Howard comes in with a quiet, soulful, tan and white dog who looks to be part beagle, part pit bull.
His name is Maximus Howard.
Howard once had a partner and children. He lost them, he said, because he was a bad dad with drug problems.
I've lost a lot through my life. Taking care of my dog is pretty much why I get up in the morning.
Howard got a checkup. Maximus got vaccinations. Max is 11 years old, and Howard's greatest fear is that something will happen to him.
Honestly, I don't know where I'd be without Maximus.
Several people at the clinic were happy to talk to me, but not on tape. Howard, though, wanted to make sure that people know just how important the clinic is to him and his dog. For KNKX, I'm Joanne Silberner.